Welcome, savvy entrepreneurs, to Sales 101, Seducing Customers with Your Offers. I'm Sharon, your guide through the labyrinth of turning your offers from meh to shut up and take my money. Today, we're slicing through the noise to reveal the heart of any thriving business: sales. As the legendary Zig Ziglar once said, every sale has five basic obstacles: no need, no money, no hurry, no desire, no trust. Our mission? Conquer them all. Let's cut to the chase. Sales is not just part of your business, it is your business. The cold, hard truth: mastering sales is a non-negotiable. Without sales, your business doesn't just stumble, it flatlines. Sales is about more than transactions. It's the art of creating value so compelling your customers can't resist. It's the ability to generate cash on demand, turning your business into a money-making machine. Right after we acknowledge that sales form the bedrock of your empire, let's clear the air on something. Sales start with an offer. That's right. No magic happens without that pivotal piece of the puzzle. Your offer is the spark that ignites the sales fire. It's not just about having something to sell. It's about how you sell it, how you package it, and how you present it to the world. Your offer is the first handshake, the first look in the eyes, the first date with your potential customer. And just like in dating, first impressions matter a lot. I want to make sure before we go further that we're all on the same page as to what an offer exactly is. Well, an offer is the cornerstone of your business's interaction with the market. It's a meticulously crafted proposition that encapsulates the value, benefits, and solutions your product or service provides to the customer. It goes beyond a simple listing of features to compellingly communicating why your solution is not just desirable, but necessary for your target audience. A well-structured offer addresses specific problems, alleviates pain points, and fulfills desires, all while presenting itself as an irresistible package that promises tangible improvements to the customer's life or business. In essence, an offer is your brand's promise to your customers, a promise that ties together the value you provide with the expectations and needs of your audience, ensuring that every sale is not just a transaction, but a step towards building a lasting relationship. Think of your offer as the DNA of your sales strategy. It's what gives life to the sales process and directly determines how easy or difficult it is to close deals. Compelling offer makes the sales process smoother than a hot knife through butter. And on the flip side, if you have an offer that's as appealing as a cold call at dinner time, it can make sales feel like an uphill battle in the rain. Your offer doesn't just communicate what you're selling, it communicates why it matters. It's the difference between here's what I have and here's how this will change your life. The strength of your offer directly influences your sales success. The killer offer doesn't sit around waiting for someone to notice it. It captures attention, demands consideration, and most importantly, compels action. So as we dive deeper into the art of seducing customers with your offers, remember, every sales journey begins with this crucial step. Crafting that irresistible, compelling, take my money offer is your ticket to not just making sales, but making waves in your industry. It's about making your offer so good, your customers can't help but say, shut up and take my money. In this labyrinth of entrepreneurship, where every turn presents a new challenge, your offer stands as your beacon, guiding customers to your shores. It's what sets the stage for the magic of exchange to happen. Without it, you're just another voice in a noisy marketplace, but with it, you become a symphony that customers can't help but tune into. It's not just about making sales, it's about creating value that resonates, solves problems, and transforms lives. Your offer is your business's heart. Let's make sure it's beating strong and clear. I want to look at five unquestionably good reasons why your offer needs to be as irresistible as that second slice of cake. First, the stand out in a sea of sameness reason. Let's face it, the business world is like attending a masquerade ball where everyone decided to come as the Phantom of the Opera. Too much of the same. The killer offer rips off that mask and it lets your business shine in its true, dazzling colors. It's what makes potential customers stop dead in their tracks and think, now this is different. Without it, you're just another face in the crowd, and who wants that? The second reason is the commoditization pressure maneuver. Ever felt like you're just another apple in the barrel with price shoppers prodding you from all sides? That's commoditization at its finest, and it's about as fun as a root canal. A great offer doesn't just sidestep this painful process, it pole vaults over it. It transforms your product or service from a mere commodity to a must-have, making price comparisons as irrelevant as asking Picasso to paint by numbers. The third reason is something I like to call the magnetic attraction effect. Who needs a marketing megaphone when your offer can whisper sweet nothings into the ears of your ideal customers? Crafting an offer that speaks directly to the heart of their desires, needs, and deepest fears isn't just smart, it's downright magnetic. It pulls the right people in with the irresistible force of a gossip at a high school reunion, leaving them wondering how they ever lived without you. The fourth reason is the customer loyalty potion recipe. A killer offer is the secret ingredient in the potion of customer loyalty. It turns first-time buyers into devoted followers faster than you can say repeat business. And why is this? Because when you go beyond transactions to truly solving problems and delivering value, customers don't just come back for more, they bring their friends. And the final reason is the shortcut to success lane. In the race to business success, a killer offer is your nitrous oxide boost. It propels your growth, accelerates your sales, and leaves your competitors coughing in your dust. Why slog through the mud when your offer can lay down a golden path straight to your goals? Sure, crafting it may take time and insight, but the payoff is like finding a shortcut on the road to El Dorado. Enter the realm of the killer offer, a concept so powerful it could turn a lemonade stand into an empire. Just ask Alex Hormozi, whose insights in the $100 million offer book are nothing short of revolutionary. Killer offer doesn't just whisper, it sings in perfect harmony with your customer's deepest desires. Now, there are five must-have elements of a killer offer. Let's take a look at them from the surface and then we'll dive deeper into them. The first is irresistible value. Your offer should scream value. It's about delivering so much bang for their buck that saying no feels like a personal loss. The second element is offering a clear solution to a problem. Be that hero your customers have been waiting for. Your offer should solve a real problem and solve it so well they can't imagine going back to a world without it. The third must-have element is risk reversal. Make saying yes as easy as pie. Offer guarantees, returns, and testimonials that remove any sense of risk. Fourth, urgency and scarcity. Humans are funny creatures. We want what we can have, right? Your offer should have a ticking clock or a while supplies last tag that creates a sense of urgency. And the final must-have element is a touch of exclusivity. You want to make your customers feel like they're part of an elite club. Exclusivity elevates your offer from a want-to to a must-have. So now let's take that deeper dive I said we'd do. The first, irresistible value. The cornerstone of a killer offer is its value. So compelling that your customer feels like they're getting the better end of the deal. It's about packing so much benefit, utility, and satisfaction into your offer that the price becomes a secondary consideration. This value isn't just about the quantity of what you're offering, but the quality and relevance to your customers' needs and desires. An offer with irresistible value speaks directly to the heart of your customers' problems, and it promises a transformation so desirable that the decision to purchase feels like a no-brainer. To achieve this, consider not only the product or service itself, but also how it's presented. Every aspect of your offer should echo its value, from the marketing materials and the sales pitch to the follow-up. Highlighting this uniqueness of your proposition and how it stands apart from competitors can amplify the perceived value. Remember, value is in the eye of the beholder. Your job is to make sure the beholder sees it as clearly and compellingly as possible. Next up, clear solution to a problem. A killer offer addresses a specific pressing problem that your target audience faces. It doesn't just sell a product or service, it sells a solution, promise of relief, and a pathway to a better state of being. The clarity with which you define and communicate this solution can make or break your offer. Your audience should be able to see themselves in the narrative you craft, recognizing their pain points and visualizing the relief that your solution brings. Jay Abraham, a proponent of focusing on the client's needs, emphasizes the importance of understanding and articulating the problem as deeply as possible. And by doing so, your offer becomes more than a transaction. It becomes a bridge to a better reality for your customers. This connection is emotional as much as it is logical. When your offer resonates with the specific needs and desires of your audience, you establish trust and credibility, making the sale a natural next step. Your goal here should be to articulate your prospect's problem better than even they can. When you can do this properly, you're able to elevate your brand to the point that prospects see you as the only viable solution to their problem. There is no other choice for them. Now let's look at risk reversal. Risk reversal is about shifting the perception of risk from the buyer to the seller, making it easier for customers to say yes. Jay Abraham is a master of this concept, advocating for guarantees and assurances that remove the fear of making a wrong decision. By confidently standing behind your product or service with a money-back guarantee, free trial, or a satisfaction guarantee, you communicate to your customers that you believe in the value of what you're offering so much that you're willing to bear the risk. This element is crucial because it addresses one of the most significant barriers to purchase, fear of loss. In a world where consumers are bombarded with options, a strong risk reversal strategy can be the deciding factor that nudges them towards your offer. It's a powerful statement of trust in the quality of your offer and respect for the customer's autonomy in making the right choice for themselves. Now let's take a look at urgency and scarcity. Creating a sense of urgency and scarcity can dramatically increase the attractiveness of your offer. Humans are wired to desire what's in limited supply or available only for a limited time. It taps into that fear of missing out, FOMO, and can propel hesitant customers into action. However, it's essential to employ this tactic authentically. Fake scarcity or urgency can backfire, damaging trust and credibility. Genuine scarcity, whether it's a time-limited offer, bonus available only to the first few buyers, or a limited edition product, creates a compelling reason for customers to act now rather than later. Similarly, urgency, when used honestly, can help customers make decisions in their favor, ensuring that they don't miss out on opportunities that align with their needs and interests. The key is to balance urgency and scarcity with value, ensuring customers feel they're making a smart and timely decision. Now, our final point is a touch of exclusivity. Exclusivity makes customers feel special, like they're part of an elite group. This element plays into the human desire to belong and to have access to something unique or prestigious. Whether it's early access to new products, membership in a VIP club with special benefits, or personalized services available only to a select few. Exclusivity elevates your offer from a mere transaction to an experience. Jay Abraham often highlights the importance of making your customers feel like insiders, privy to offer, information or products that aren't available to the general public. This not only enhances the perceived value of your offer, but also fosters loyalty and a sense of belonging among your customers. Building a community around your brand or offering can further amplify the effects of exclusivity, creating advocates and repeat customers who are drawn not just to what you sell, but to the identity and status it confers. So there you have it. If your offer currently feels more like a limp handshake than a bear hug, it's time for a revamp. Remember, in the grand marketplace of life, your offer isn't just what you sell, it's the heart and soul of your business. Treat it with care, creativity, and respect it deserves, and watch as the world lines up at your door, credit cards in hand, ready to bask in the glory of what you provide. Are you ready to craft your own killer offer? I've got just the thing, the Sales Seduction Worksheet. It's your blueprint to designing offers that don't just attract customers, but turn them into raving fans. Remember, folks, sales isn't a dirty word. It's the lifeline of your business, the path to your dreams, and frankly, it's the most fun you can have with your clothes on. Dive into your worksheet, embrace the art of the offer, and let's start seducing those customers like never before.